Welcome to today's People's Bank. Let's talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Indianola Schools Superintendent Ted Inns about the most recent Indianola School Board meeting. The Indianola School Board met in regular session Monday evening, and it's that time of year where they consider the fiscal year budget this year for fiscal year 2025, starting July 1st. And the board approved that budget. Tell us a little bit about some of the highlights and just what that all entails.
Yeah, I think what everybody's probably going to be most excited about is the budget actually, or the tax rate went down a little bit. I mean, I think that's important to know that we're trying to continue to fund our school systems and fund our programs without increasing taxes. And I think Jonna and our new SBO, Chad, have done a really nice job of trying to balance that out and making sure that our tax rate didn't go up, but we're still able to offer the quality programs and services for our students and our families of the Indianola Community School District.
Well, I think one thing that came from the legislature, and this might affect the school districts in the future more, but the rise in teacher pay, the legislature did allocate some resources towards the districts for that. How do you plan, or at least how do you think the districts are going to be working on that in the future once those raises start to come up into the future, I guess, years and decades down the line?
Yeah, you know, I think for us, we're very fortunate that we were already at that threshold of what we needed to be at, that 47.5, and moving forward for that, you know, 12-year teacher. I think our biggest piece is, you know, the legislation is going to give more money to school districts that aren't there, so they're going to reap that benefit of that legislation more than the Indianola Community School District. And how that's actually going to be set out, they've kind of shared a scale of what it's going to be like, but it's not written in stone, so it's going to be through the TSS dollars, and those that aren't at that that, I guess, threshold will receive more TSS dollars, and those that are already there will receive less.
And I know you can't predict the future by any means or what the school board might end up doing, but with the AEA legislation as well, school districts are going to be receiving a little bit more of that money, and they can choose to distribute that. I think they're still talking about that a little bit, but just talk about some of the future planning with the board that the district might have to go through.
You know, I think once that's completely solidified and solid on what that looks like, we'll have to, sit down and we'll have to have conversation not only with the school board, but with our district administrators and our building level administrators on what services will continue to be provided by AEA, what won't. Do we want to continue those services with that money that's going to be funneled back to the school districts with them? So there's all kinds of different scenarios that are going to be out there. You know, we're in a better situation, again, than I would say some of our smaller school districts because of our proximity and who we may be able to potentially partner with for some of those things, but the farther you get out state, it's going to be much more difficult with the AEA situation the way it is right now.
And then moving on, there was approval of the board calendar for next year, some of the highlights of what people can expect for 2024-2025.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing is the board has been very consistent about the number of days that they want staff to be in session with students and the hours. You know, you only have to have 1,080 hours, but again, Indianola Community School District's not going to go by the bare minimum. We've got about 40 hours built into the calendar, and some of that would be with if we have snow days and things like that, not necessarily making that up. So I think it's very important not to have that just minimum of 1,080 days and people have that calendar out there and all of a sudden you have 3 or 4 days of snow and you're trying to figure out which way is to build that in, back into the calendar. And it really is difficult. And next year, August 23rd lands on a Friday. And so that'll be the first day of school. There was talk within the legislation that they were going to possibly waive that 23rd and let you do it the first Monday after the state fair, but they didn't do it this year. So it really is, you try to keep the calendars as consistent as possible.
And then finally, the council or board approved $15 million in bonds that is going towards the high school project. Tell us a little bit about just kind of that process.
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest piece is you want to make sure that you have money set aside really available, depending upon when construction can start, how quickly they can get through the project and things like that. So you want to make sure that you have the obligation bonds and the money available as you're proceeding down that area, as you're making sure you're going through that construction process. And again, you have it now. It doesn't mean you have to necessarily spend it now. You have a time frame in which you can spend it. So we just wanted to make sure that there was enough money available as we move through that project.
Thanks to Ted Inns for joining us on today's program. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's People's Bank Let's Talk Indianola. People's Bank in Indianola, Pleasantville, Carlisle, Knoxville, and more. Service you expect from people you trust. Member FDIC.